I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Boston Marathon One Chip Challenge.
Hashtag eat it, Carson.
All right, before we get to talking to a potential doctor who will come in studio to make sure we're all safe on Monday when we all eat the world's hottest chip.
Carson, you're eating the chip. We're going to watch. It's going to be great.
Just so, let me keep saying we.
Annie, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Annie's goal by Monday was supposed to be $7,500 running the Boston Marathon for Dana-Farber. And I'm looking right now, $7,650 is what you've raised.
I just want to say thank you to everybody. I don't want to make this like an emotional thing, but like it's really overwhelming that this many people have donated. And I just want to say thank you because I wouldn't be here without any of you. And
however,
I really, really appreciate it.
If you'd like to donate, we want your money, but we're asking you to hashtag donate. But wait until Tuesday. So
please.
Carson needs to chip on Monday and we are all clear on this side.
It's a great day to be alive, ladies.
Hashtag donate, but wait.
So here is the deal. If by Monday we get to $10,000, everybody on the show eats the world's hottest chip with the Carolina Reaper pepper inside of it. If we don't get to $10,000 by Monday, only I will eat the chip because I said I would eat the chip if we got to the $7,500. So I am encouraging you to donate.
Chip. Donate, but wait, guys.
Guys, I know some of you might get paid on a Monday. I don't know what pay people would do that, but just wait till Tuesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday's
you've got
a great day.
You guys, you got to pay rent. It's the first.
Exactly.
You got to pay rent today. So
you're going to be broke from the weekend. Just wait.
Just wait.
Mix1041.com/chip. What would you rather see? Because we're going to Facebook Live all of it. We have a multi-camera setup that is going to be here for Monday morning. Do you want to see just one person eating the world's hottest chip?
It's not
chip?
Just one person, honey. It's you.
Or do you want to see everybody on the show? Kennedy trying to do the dirty after eating the chip. Us trying to play Kennedy.
Stop trying to put it out there that it's entertainment.
It is entertaining.
We are here to watch you cry.
I am looking for Dr. Tom. Are you there, Dr. Tom?
Speaking.
Kennedy says we should call you Air Doctor.
Air Doctor. Is that right?
That would be right. Yeah. Hi, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Guten Morgen.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Tom, are you licensed to practice medicine in the United States?
I am not currently licensed to practice medicine in the States. However, I did obtain my medical degree at home and currently working in pharmacy. So I'm still close to the base that I studied, and I hope I can give you a helping hand on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters where he's licensed. No. They all sort of learn the same thing, Carson.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't care where he's licensed. I found a loophole. The suit said I needed a medical professional, and I found one. Who cares? He's from Austria.
It's perfect.
Right?
That's good enough for me.
So, Dr. Tom, you agree that you will come in and be our medical professional on Monday to make sure that we're all safe, having fun, even though we're eating the hottest chip known to man.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be there and help you guys through this challenge. And I hope that we can make this a less painful and, as you said, safe experience for whoever needs to take on the chip challenge.
Carson.
Okay, first of all, Carson doesn't need to be less painful. But, Doctor, my question is there something he should do to prep or something that what will you be waiting with afterwards to help?
Well, so basically, anybody who likes hot food already desensitizes them to any of the more extreme challenges when they bite into a chili of a little bit more Scoville's. If you did not do that yet, then what you can do is basically counteract the effects of the capsaicin because that's the active ingredient that makes the chili hot. And it's only active as long as it binds to the receptor that makes your brain think that you're actually burning.
And where are those receptors?
So those receptors you find in the lining of your gastrointestinal tract. It starts in your mouth, and then it goes along.
Yes, but the chip has to go there. So it's going to hit the receptors.
Exactly.
So facto.
Unfortunately, it does. Yeah.
Doc, so what he's saying is coat your mouth with peanut butter, Kennedy.
Would that be cheating, though?
Doc, I feel like this is a lot of science going on. I just need to know how bad Carson's going to be in pain.
Well, from what this recent I read up on, the manufacturer, it looks like this chip was designed to deliver a good punch of pain right to your mouth and everywhere else where it goes. You're right. You could do some things to protect yourself. So if you have peanut butter ready, that's an excellent one. Like white rice is what people use to actually get rid of the oil that settles on your tongue. So
Air Doctor, what about milk? I've read milk helps.
Milk, a very good choice. If you want a little bit of a better coating effect, you should grab full-fat yogurt. The more fat in the product, the better. Same thing with sour cream.
Sour cream.
Carson's going to be eating sour cream with a spoon.
I love sour cream. I can eat it with a spoon. I am in. I'm coming in with a bucket of sour cream.
Oh, yeah, and you should.
Now, Air Doctor, will you teach us Austrian curse words for when our mouth is on fire?
Well, as long as we don't have to bleep it throughout the radio, I can tell you guys, but I'm not sure it's inappropriate.
No, it's not, no matter in what language. Thank you, though.
Air Doctor, we will see you on Monday morning. We appreciate you.
Definitely a pleasure. Looking forward to see you guys.
Okay, talk to you.
Soon.
All right, bye. Ciao.
All
Cheers.
Right, great. Bye-bye.
Tschüssi.
Arrivederci.
Adios.
Ciao, bella. Right?
No, wrong language.
The suit is going to be so unhappy with this. I said get a medical professional.
It is a medical professional.
In Austria.
Back alley doctor. Let's go.
Okay, seriously. No.
Nice punch of pain.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.